Oh, yeah. So Vestal Goodman, JW told me, David Scott, that Vestal Goodman, she was born in 1929, she was the first modern gospeler, and the blacks learned it from her. Well, this was JW said that the black 50s and 60s gospelers were influenced by Vestal.
Certainly. She was a little girl born in Sand Mountain, Alabama. That's close to Huntsville.
Yeah.
Close to north of Gadsden, south of Huntsville. I'm in Albertville, Sand Mountain. And she married Howard Goodman, who was a relative Pentecostal preacher. And they started singing. And in that singing process, she developed a specific type sound, which became a female, most par excellence, belting tenor, which was an anomaly, and it just caught on, and then those old songs gave the freeway toll gates an open venue for every dynamic to engage the gospel, black gospel connotation from the still from the Pentecostal church of what you call the Holy Rollers.
Right.
And that's where that stemmed from, and she made it a class act, which then in turn affected tons and tons and tons of black and white Christian music or gospel music. Well, gospel meaning post-Renaissance, but gospel music, country right. Gospel music.
I like to say Renaissance. It's like re-entry sense.
Yeah.
The Renaissance.
There was no Renaissance.
There was no Renaissance. It was Renaissance. So Dave, what's interesting, she's like the, if you think of Bob Dylan, loosening everybody up.
I want to know where you go when you know. Yeah, man. Delicious, Bob.
No. Dylan's surrealistic poetry loosens everybody up in the 60s.
Or sent them right to heaven, one of the two.
Yeah. But that seminal effect of Dylan is what I'm saying, and J.W. says Vestal Goodman was. So she's an important person in the history of American music. And
only Vestal, unlike Bob Dylan, didn't move you to drop a tab of acid.
Right, and Ion said, David Scott, that Vestal, have you seen some of those YouTubes I sent out, Dave, of her singing? They're pretty incredible. But
no, I don't know if you sent me YouTubes of her.
They were on the bulk list, but that's about 6 months ago, and you might have missed it. But the point is, Ion said that she was so good at this that she would levitate, and that's why she wore less long so nobody could see it.
Yeah. Well, and if you really, really, really listen to the words of the songs that she made most famous, they are very, very, very enlightening, but they're not quite so dogmatic.
Right.
There's not the dogma of turn or burn, you motherfucking son of a whore bitch. Get out of church because you don't qualify. No.
Universal.
We'll soon be done with troubles and trials, looking for a city, the Eastern Gate. And it goes all the way through the sweetest song I know, Heaven's Jubilee. These particular songs, if you listen to the words, even goes into narrow is the way and wide is the gate. Even in parallel worlds, it picks up every dynamic. Because at that degree or level of ascension, of course that's what you'd sing about all day, every day. And then people are running around scratching their heads or their butts because one of them are itching, they don't know which one, saying, oh, this Ion is new. Oh, this information's never been said before. And we know, Lord suffering cats, it's been around longer than you have. You just didn't notice.
Yeah, the lyrics are interesting. So Vestal and her husband, Happy Goodman, they would...
Well, Harold, they were the Happy Goodmans, yes.
Oh, the Happy Goodmans. He was a preacher, but he became a singing preacher. They just travel all around the churches and show up and inspire everybody just by singing.
In a purple bus.
That's nice. But they did not moralize. They just sang and made people happy. That was their ministry.
That's all we do either, Bob.
Yeah, that's all we do. We just sing. We don't moralize.
Mm-hmm.